Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. A Meicher Peris Lachaveri, if someone sells Peris to a friend. Now again, when we say Peris, like in the previous Mishnah, we use the term Peris to describe apples and pears. Now, in the Gemara Lashon, that's also called Peris, but generally when we say Peris, we're referring to grain, beans. Zok the Mishnah reza mekabel olav. The buyer has to accept that not all of them are going to be okay. He has to accept upon himself roiva tinoifes lisa. Roiva means a quarter calf. Tinoifes of things that aren't good. Sometimes we use the term tinof to describe dirt. But it means things that are like not pure. Straw, pebbles. So for every sa of tvua that you buy, you're going to have a quarter calf of things that aren't tvua. Remember the lametes malachis? Remember dosh, that's to break the straw. And zoira, that's wind shoveling, the wind carries away the waste. Well, as much as you do that, some straw or pebbles become mixed with the grain. It happens when it gets threshed, and it doesn't come out in the winnowing process. It still stays there. Vaitres like the Mishnah Te'enim, if someone buys figs, mekabel olav, the buyer has to accept eser mitalois, up to 10 figs that were kind of eaten or partially eaten by worms, lemeya, for every 100 that he buys. You can't say, oh, there's a mistake, you're giving me back my money. No, that's common. When you buy figs, there's going to be some that are wormy. You can't say you were fooled. This is common. For that matter, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Martev Shalyayin, and barrels of wine in a cellar. Martev means a cellar. Mekabel olav, the buyer has to accept upon himself, Koisesois lemeya, 10 barrels of wine that are, what does koisesois mean? Yayin ra, says the Batanura. It's not mamish spoiled, but you taste it and you say, epis, something isn't right here. You pick up a bottle of wine and you'll see that some preservatives were added to maintain freshness. In the times of the Mishnah, they didn't add those preservatives. So after a while, wine begins to sour. Eventually, it turns into chaimitz, into vinegar. So if it mamish turned into vinegar, then the buyer can say it's a mekach tos. But if it's like in the middle, he still has to accept it if it's this proportion. 10 per 100. Zakta Batanura, the psak of our Mishnah, that the buyer has to accept up to 10% of wine that already is starting to not be so good. This is talking about a case where the buyer said clearly, I am buying this wine for cooking, lemikveh. Meaning for the pot. I want a soup. I want to add wine to it, to whatever a person puts wine into. And the seller said, yeah, no problem. I'm selling you this cellar of wine. So the buyer said he needs wine for cooking. So he needs wine that won't sour too quickly. See, when you're buying wine for drinking, one Purim, you can finish off the whole cellar. Or even if it's not Purim, you should drink wine by the Suda. But if you're using it for cooking, it's like a little bit at a time. And the seller, for his part, he said, okay, I'm selling you this cellar of wine, as if to say, look, whatever's there. The mail of the Mishnah says, okay, so we're going to make a pshara. Most of the wine has to be good, but 10% of the wine he'll have to accept, even though it's starting to sour. But let's say the seller didn't say, this wine cellar, whatever it is, take it, as if to say, as is. He just said, I'll sell you a wine cellar, meaning a full wine cellar of wine, and yes, for cooking. No, then you have to give him wine that's completely good. Because again, cooking wine has to last long. You only use a little bit at a time. And it's not like you said, okay, whatever's there, this wine cellar. You said, I'm selling you wine from a wine cellar that you can use for cooking. Now, if the seller said, I'm selling you wine, didn't say for cooking, then you have to give him the average wine that's sold in a shop. If the seller says, you know what, I'm selling you whatever is in this basement. He didn't even mention wine. And the buyer buys it, opens it up, and it's all vinegar. Too bad. He never told you it was wine. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Kankanim, if someone sells barrels made out of earthenware, basharayin, in the Sharon Valley of Eretz Yisrael. So the clay over there for wine is never perfect. Somehow they can't cook it up properly, or they don't cook it up properly, and the wine seeps through. So therefore, mekabel olav, the buyer has to accept eser, 10 barrels that aren't so good, lemeya, for each 100. Now, he doesn't have to take barrels that are mamish leaking, but if they're a shtickle cracked, he can't come with tainus because the seller can say to him, look, you know, in this area, that's what happens. So we learned in our Mishnah, chazring over, if someone sells peiros lechaveiroi, It's not going to be pure pay rice. Some pebble, some straw, earth, something is going to be mixed in. The question is how much. Up until a quarter kav per sa has to be accepted. But that meant if you buy figs, 10 out of every 100 are going to be wormy. Can't have any tinnitus, that's normal. If you buy a cellar full of wine, 10 barrels or jugs, whatever it is, whatever the percentage is, but 10% could be souring, although not mamish vinegar. We explained that that's in a case where the buyer said, I need it for cooking, so it has to last long. I'm only using a little bit at a time. And the seller for his part said, okay, I'm selling you this cellar. As if to say, whatever's in this basement, that's what I'm giving you. So in a way, it's like, listen, I told you, whatever's there is there. On the other hand, the buyer said he needs it for cooking, so we make this pshara. Up to 10% could start souring. And finally, the Mishnah told us, if you're buying jugs and sharoin, 10 per 100 you have to expect are going to be a shtickle, not 100%, and you can't have any tinnitus.